Yes, well, the horses, of course, were well used to their job that they had to do. They came and went. They came up to the side of the ship, and the sugar came out and was dropped in the dray right beside them, and they then turned around and went on their merry way in and returned later on. And so they were well-trained horses. They knew what they had to do. They worked very hard also, by the way, because they worked that hard at times that it was necessary for us to say, as workers down there, these horses have got to be rested. And we demanded that they be rested, and they were rested on several occasions. But several horses collapsed in doing the work because they'd be, you know, they were just worn out, that's all. Like some of us old wolfies, we get worn out too, and so do they. They had a very long day, as you can well imagine, because they had to be there, ready to work, and they made them work regularly and without stopping, except when we went for smoko or something like that.
Well, I've heard some stories that the wolfies actually went on strike sometimes.
They did go on strike. It was in the 50s sometime, and one of the horses collapsed. And, you know, we were concerned about it because we were concerned about all people who were overworked, and whether it was a horse or a man or a human being. We took some action to protect their quality of life.